Okay, we're back in session.
All right, we're back in session. Carla, could you please read item 1019?
Yes. Authorize three Oregon Impact Traffic Enforcement grants for a total of $90,000 from the State of Oregon for officer overtime reimbursement, and authorize the mayor or chief of police to execute future Oregon Impact grant agreements.
Very good. Colleagues, item 1019 authorizes three Oregon Impact traffic enforcement grants for a total of $90,000 from the State of Oregon. The grants provide overtime reimbursement and authorize the mayor or chief of police to execute future Oregon Impact grant agreements. The three grants are, number one, the High Visibility Enforcement, otherwise known as HVE, formerly known as Dewey Enforcement. Number two, the Distracted Driving Enforcement, and number three, Pedestrian Safety Enforcement. The HVE grant allows for directed missions to impact impaired driving. With the legalization of marijuana, there has been an increase of drug-impaired drivers on our streets. This grant will help bring attention to the fact drug-impaired driving is just as dangerous as alcohol-impaired driving. The Distracted Driving Enforcement grant is in its second year. Distracted driving has now become a leading cause in all crashes throughout the country. PPB will do traffic enforcement missions to curb this dangerous driving behavior. In addition to vehicle fatalities, our city has also experienced pedestrian-related fatalities. We heard about that this morning. This is more than a third of the total amount of fatalities in the city so far this year. The Pedestrian Safety Grant will help PPB to raise awareness through enforcement to both motor vehicle drivers as well as pedestrians. This grant will help to reduce the high number of pedestrians killed in the city each year. The Portland Police Bureau will focus on the high crash corridors, as we do with the speed grant, and utilize crash data in order to best impact those locations that are the most problematic in our city. With us today to present this item is Sergeant Ty Engstrom and Captain Lauren Coe. Good morning. Thanks Good morning. For being here. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we're grateful to have this time to come talk with you a little bit today. I think you're all very familiar with these grants. They are grants that we bring forth each year. Some of them have been going longer than others. They help to augment our staffing. As you know, we're pretty understaffed in the traffic division, and these grants allow our officers, when they have extra time in their personal lives, to come in and put a higher presence of police on the streets. So in a way, it helps to augment our staffing levels and help to make the city's streets a little safer out there. And as you already alluded, Mr. Mayor, our number of fatalities is pretty high this year, getting close to one of our highest years in recent history. So this will help us, along with the other grants that will come forth next week, to help put more police officers on the street to educate the public and enforce the laws.
And I would like to make it clear, it doesn't change what we're doing now. It's not going to give us more hours on the street moving forward. It's going to allow us to maintain the status quo. It's going to allow us to continue the level of work that we've been doing.
Very good. Thank you. Colleagues, questions? Public testimony on this item, Carla?
They both left.
They both left. Okay. Well, Commissioner Hersey, did you have a question?
Thank you. No, Mayor, I just wanted to put on the public record how grateful I am that my questions were answered in detail prior to us coming to the City Council. But I want to caution us, if the police always start off with staffing shortages, then some people tend to stop listening, because you've had staffing shortages for a long time, and there are decisions that are being made within the police bureau that determines how many people are deployed in different places. So I appreciate the great work that you're doing, and I appreciate these grants and totally support them. But if every police officer that shows up here starts their conversation with, "We have staffing shortages," it's an excuse for non-action, in my view, and that's my personal perspective. But I want you to know I listen better when you answer my questions directly, and I listen better when you don't start off with, "I have staffing shortages, so this is why we're having the conversation."
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to reiterate a couple stats, even though there's very few people left in this room. There may be some people watching at home, and that is 56% of traffic deaths involve people who are driving under the influence. The majority of cyclists and pedestrians killed in traffic in crashes are obeying the law. And 42 Portlanders have lost their lives this year so far in traffic fatalities. I wasn't here when Vision Zero was established, but it's my understanding that there was a decision to deprioritize enforcement. One of the three E's of Vision Zero is it's education, engineering, and enforcement. And that was out of concern for disparate impacts on communities of color. Unfortunately, the starkest disparate impact has been in East Portland, our most racially diverse district, where pedestrians are twice as likely to die as anywhere else in the city. So it's clear to me that enforcement is a critical piece of reducing traffic deaths and reaching our Vision Zero goals. PBOT and PPB must work together to improve enforcement. I've repeatedly called on the Bureau to allocate adequate resources to traffic enforcement, given the number of people who are dying on our streets, and I thank the mayor for planning a work session on this issue in the coming months. Finally, I'll just say that radar cameras, whether they're speed or red light cameras, are effective, affordable, non-biased way to greatly reduce speeding and running red lights in our city. It's been a painfully slow process to just get a few of them up. We don't have adequate resources within traffic enforcement to issue the number of citations that are being earned on our roadways right now, but that is at the top of my list to make more progress on that. So thank you for what you do. I know it's a really difficult job, and that you share our aspiration to reduce fatalities.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for the work that you do. And there is no subject that comes before the City Council that we have more division of thought and idea and philosophy than policing issues. So let's just acknowledge that. We all are very passionate about this, but we have different perspectives, and honorable people can disagree. The issue of staffing is going to continue to be a critical one for me, because I do believe the police bureau is critically understaffed. I have an honest disagreement with some of my colleagues on that. But where we do agree is we all agree that traffic enforcement is critically understaffed. And so there's a debate as to whether or not we can simply remove officers from other functions and move them over to traffic enforcement, or whether, as I believe, doing that would actually just open up and expose us to other problems in other parts of the public safety spectrum. But I guess you're in a relatively good position, because we all support the work you do. We all want to see more enforcement, as Commissioner Udaly very, I think, succinctly laid out as part of the Vision Zero strategy. And in addition to the enforcement, the part that we never talk about that we need to talk about is the behavior of the people who are actually engaged in distracted driving, drunk driving, impaired driving, speeding, and disregarding other people who are on the streets. And that takes time and money as well, and it doesn't necessarily have to be traffic enforcement that does that work. It doesn't even have to be the police bureau that does that work, but we need to do that work, and we need to start talking about that as well, because the problem isn't just a lack of enforcement. It's that people are being really stupid, reckless, irresponsible, and thoughtless when they drive through the city, and we need to do something collectively about that. But you guys have been great. You have worked really hard to accommodate some of the big public events that we have planned in this city. I got to say that the first iteration of the new Portland Marathon, you guys were A+.
Thank you.
And I know you worked really hard both in the planning leading up to that and the execution on the day of, and it showed. And so I want to thank you for that while I've got you here. So we don't have public testimony. City Council filled the public testimony time anyway, but thank you for your good work. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next